وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. آمين to all your beautiful duas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا وشد حبا لله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, bringing to you the story of Layla Majnoon and the love that Majnoon displayed for the dogs that came from the street of Layla. Now, you know, many episodes you will hear, you know, in history about the love between Layla and Majnoon. And, you know, in the English versions, you will find the love between Romeo and Juliet. Now, anyway, Majnoon was madly in love with Layla. And Maulana Rumi rahmatullah says that once Majnoon saw the dog of Layla's street going somewhere. So he recognized it, came quickly to the dog, started kissing its feet and exhibiting his love for it. So some people saw this and they said to him, "Oh, you mad one, what is this that you are doing? Why do you show love for such a dirty animal full of impurities?" So Majnoon replied, "Oh, you who possess a mere outer form and body, oh, you who are deprived of the true taste of love, acquire awareness of the condition of my heart and see through my eyes. This dog is the creation of my Lord. It is a guard over the street of Layla. In my sight, the dust from the feet of the dog living in the street of Layla is better than huge lions. The dog living in the street of Layla, in my view, is so precious that I am not prepared to exchange even one hair of its body for many lions. Many a lion has become a slave to the dogs of Layla street. Since these secrets cannot be explained in words, I remain silent and bid you salam. O people, if you proceed beyond your worship of outer form and develop contact with the Creator, who is the fountainhead of all beauty, then in this world you will start enjoying the blessings of paradise and you will see a rose garden everywhere." So there's a lesson to be learned from this year. In his love for Layla, Majnoon finds the dogs of Layla's street worthy of love. He's actually saying that these are the dogs who guard the house of my Layla, and that is why I have love for these dogs as well. How is it that the lovers of Allah go to Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, but have no love for the inhabitants of these cities? When they return from Hajj, you hear their complaints against the inhabitants of these cities. They relate all the problems they experience over there. Regarding such people, one has the fear that the Hajj was not accepted maqbool. In Medina Sharif, a certain man once bought some sour milk, dahi, and he said, "This dahi is too sour." And he started comparing the dahi of Medina Munawwara to India, and he said the dahi in India is better than this. That night he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Oh, you disrespectful one, oh, you are deprived of love, leave the city, you are not fit to live here." So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from showing disrespecting. Keep us safe from harm. Similarly, the story teaches us to fulfill the rights of the ulama, the saintly ones, and especially him who is our spiritual guide. Also the rights which their family members and children have on us, and the correct manner we should have towards them. It also teaches us the proper respect and honor we should show towards the imams and the muazzins of masjids, because these persons are the keepers and custodians of the lords of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's houses. For this reason, we should love them and consider service to them as a means towards acquiring the pleasure of Allah. Now you can imagine, based on this here, those who had a relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Azwaji Mutahharat, and the great and Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, what respect we should show towards the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Azwaj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Al and the Aulad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now today we will notice that the Shias may claim a love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they spit out venom, you know, and derogatory remarks against the very wives and the Azwajul Mutahharat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha. They spit out venom against the noblest of mankind after the Anbiya, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala an. And these were so prominent Sahaba who played a great role, you know, in Islam after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These people who are the children and the awlad of Abdullah bin Sabah, you know, the Jew who invented and created this sect of Shiism, they are the ones who speak out very, very ill of those who are connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, it is a time for them to repent and learn that aspect of nisbat, the relationship that these great personalities have with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll give you a very, very simple example. If you look at an ordinary cardboard that is lying in the street, children will kick it, you know, and the wind will blow it, and nobody will care about that cardboard, and it lands up in a litter truck, you know, out into the garbage dump. But the very, very same cardboard, if it is stuck together to make the cover of the noble Quran, then that particular cardboard, although it has no Quranic ayahs written on it, cannot be touched without wudu, because it is connected to the noble Quran. And just as the respect we show to the noble Quran, we show to the cover of the noble Quran as well. You know, the cardboard that makes the cover of the noble Quran. So you can imagine what is the meaning of nisbat and relationship. And this is what the story of Layla and Majnun teaches us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.